Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani Member by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Ein Dal, the fifth parak, Hamochres Hasvina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lezeichen Nishmas Hagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in order the publication of the Sefer Nechusei Yama, his Shiurim on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, an Arab merchant showed Rabbi Baruch Hanna the people who had died in the Midbar, and they shone as if they were drunk. The Arab was able to ride on a camel and a spear upright under the knee of one. Rabbi cut off the tzitzis of one, but could not move until returning it. The rabbis criticized him sharply, since his purpose had been to resolve the machlokas about the number of threads and wound sections, and he could have counted them himself. He was shown Har Sinai surrounded by scorpions, which appeared like white donkeys. He heard a bas kol saying, "Oili shinishbati, woe is to me that I have sworn to exile Yisrael, v'akshav shinishbati mimeferli, now that I have sworn, who will annul it for me?" The rabbi strongly criticized Rabbah for not annulling it himself, but he was afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to his shvuah not to flood the world. He was shown those swallowed up with Korach. He saw two cracks in the ground, which were emitting smoke. The Arab inserted soaked wool on a spear into the cracks, and it was singed. He heard them calling Moshe v'Sarasso emes v'hen b'dayin. Moshe and his Torah are true, and we are liars. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan related that while traveling at sea, he saw a chest with precious stones and pearls set in it, surrounded by a fish called Karsha. A diver went to get it, but a fish sought to injure him. The diver threw a bottle of vinegar at it and swam away. A baska went forth saying, "Ma'isul chubadi kartlisa devisud Rabbi Chinina ben Dosa. What business do you have with the chest of Rabbi Chinina ben Dosa's wife, in which tchelos will be kept for the tzaddikim of the world to come?" Rav Yehuda the Ethiopian relate that, while traveling at sea, he saw a certain precious stone surrounded by a sea monster. A diver went to get the stone, and the sea monster wanted to swallow the ship. A raven came and chopped off the creature's head, and the water became filled with blood. Another sea monster came, took the stone, and hung it on the dead creature, and it came alive. After the sea monster again attempted to swallow the ship, only to be killed by the bird, the diver took the stone and threw it into the ship. The stone was put onto salted birds in the ship, and they came alive and flew off with the stone. And point number three, Rav said, "Kol mashabara kosh baruch b'olamo, everything kosh baruch created in his world, zachar unikeva baram, he created them both male and female, including the Leviathan, the male bariach, which is the rod-like Leviathan, and the female akalason, the curved Leviathan. However, if they would mate and bear offspring, machriven kolam kulo, they would destroy the entire world. Therefore, kosh baruch Hu castrated the male so it could not mate with any fish, and killed the female and salted for the righteous to consume l'asilavo. The behemoth Bahari Aleph, behemoth of a thousand hills, was also created male and female, but would also destroy the world if they would bear offspring. Therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu castrated the male and cooled the female from desire. Cooling would have been ineffective for the female Leviathan because Dagim Pritse, fish are unbridled. The female Leviathan was killed and the male castrated and not the reverse because the female salted meat is better. Alternatively, since the Pasuk says, Leviathan ze yitzartu asachak bo, you create the Leviathan to sport with it, this would not be appropriate for the female Leviathan. The female behemoth was not killed and salted because salted animal meat is not good. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, an Arab merchant showed Rabbi Baruch Hanna the people who had died in the Midbar, and they shone as if they were drunk. The Arab was able to ride on a camel and a spear upright under the knee of one. Rabbi cut off the tzitzis of one, but could not move until returning it. The rabbis criticized him sharply, since his purpose had been to resolve the machlokas about the number of threads and wound sections, and he could have counted them himself. He was shown Har Sinai surrounded by scorpions, which appeared like white donkeys. He heard a bas kol saying, "Oili shinishbati, woe is to me that I have sworn to exile Yisrael, v'akshav shinishbati mimeferli, now that I have sworn, who will annul it for me?" The rabbi strongly criticized Rabbah for not annulling it himself, but he was afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to his shvuah not to flood the world. He was shown those swallowed up with Korach. He saw two cracks in the ground, which were emitting smoke. The Arab inserted soaked wool on a spear into the cracks, and it was singed. He heard them calling Moshe v'Sarasso emes v'hen b'dayin. Moshe and his Torah are true, and we are liars. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan related that while traveling at sea, he saw a chest with precious stones and pearls set in it, surrounded by a fish called Karsha. A diver went to get it, but a fish sought to injure him. The diver threw a bottle of vinegar at it and swam away. A baska went forth saying, "Ma'isul chubadi kartlisa devisud Rabbi Chinina ben Dosa. What business do you have with the chest of Rabbi Chinina ben Dosa's wife, in which tchelos will be kept for the tzaddikim of the world to come?" Rav Yehuda the Ethiopian relate that, while traveling at sea, he saw a certain precious stone surrounded by a sea monster. A diver went to get the stone, and the sea monster wanted to swallow the ship. A raven came and chopped off the creature's head, and the water became filled with blood. Another sea monster came, took the stone, and hung it on the dead creature, and it came alive. After the sea monster again attempted to swallow the ship, only to be killed by the bird. The diver took the stone and threw it into the ship. The stone was put onto salted birds in the ship, and they came alive and flew off with the stone. And point number three, Rav said, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his world, Zachar u'Nekeva b'ram, he created them both male and female, including the Leviathan, the male Bariach, which is the rod-like Leviathan, and the female Akalason, the curved Leviathan. However, if they would mate and bear offspring, Machriven Kol Olam Kulo, they would destroy the entire world. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu castrated the male so it could not mate with any fish, and killed the female and salted for the righteous to consume l'asilavo. The behemoth, Bahari Aleph, behemoth of a thousand hills, was also created male and female, but would also destroy the world if they would bear offspring. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu castrated the male and cooled the female from desire. Cooling would have been ineffective for the female Leviathan because Dagim Pritzei, fish are unbridled. The female Leviathan was killed and the male castrated and not the reverse because the female salted meat is better. Alternatively, since the Pasuk says, Leviathan ze yitzartu asachak bo, you create the Leviathan to sport with it, this would not be appropriate for the female Leviathan. The female behemoth was not killed and salted because salted animal meat is not good. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ein Dalet, and our standard Siman is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness standing under the Neva, giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which landed next to an enormous female fish that was killed and salted for tzaddikim to consume in the future. Once again, in slow motion. The witness, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, which reminds us the Gemara brings Rabba Baruch Hanna's sightings of those who died in the Midbar, Har Sinai, and those swallowed with Korach. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which reminds the Gemara relates the precious stones at sea which divers try to get, and the fight between the sea monster and the raven. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which landed next to an enormous female fish that was killed and salted for tzaddikim to consume in the future, which reminds us the Gemara relates the creation of the Leviathan and behemoth and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to prevent their having offspring. So once again, the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which landed next to an enormous female fish that was killed and salted for tzaddikim to consume in the future. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Ein. So the simmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ein. The eye doctor testing the patient by having him find their carob tree. A seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, which reminds us, Rav Acha bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, Chutz Makar Uploni, if the seller said he's selling his field except for that specific carob tree, Chutz Masadim Ploni, or except for that specific prune sycamore, what is the halacha? Although one normally does not acquire such significant trees with a field, does this phrase imply that the buyer should acquire all the other carobs? Or is this added term presumed to be increasing his rights or just making absolutely sure he retains it? Rav Shesh has answered that he does not acquire the other caribs either and brings a proof. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, which reminds us, Rav Amram asked Rav Chista, a mafkid etzel chavero b'shtar, if someone left a pikadon with his fellow and it's recorded in a shtar, and the nifkad says, I returned it to you, is he believed? Do we say, migudi boy, amun ansu, meheman, since if he wanted to lie, he could have said the pikadon was lost through an unavoidable accident, and he would be believed, so he's also believed to claim he returned it. Or can the mafkid reply, shtar chabiyadi, my boy, if you returned it, what is your shtar doing in my hand? Had you returned the pikadon, you would have demanded the shtar. Rav Chista said the nifkad is believed. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, and an investor arguing with you something about how much of an iska they must return, just the milva half or the bikadon half as well, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, shtar kisa yotzi al yosomim, a certificate of investment, which is brought against yosomim, meaning an ISCA investment, which was managed by the father, which the investor claims from the heir's estate. The Dayan Egoa said, Nishma v'gova kul. He swears he was never paid and collected fully. And the Dayan Eretz Yisrael say he swears and collects only half. Since half the money of an ISCA is considered like a loan, and half is like a pikadon, the loan half is definitely collected, since the father would have to pay it as well, having no defense against the shtar. The Tanaim argue about the pikadon half. Daf ayin off. So the simmer daf ayin off is a donkey going ee-aw. So here goes. The chum on the donkey rides. Donkey rides. That must be on daf ayin off. Ee-aw. The children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner, which reminds us, all agree a matan is given by Ein Yafa even more than a sale, and therefore include carob and sycamore trees, which are excluded when one sells a field and everything in it. So, the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land, which a seller kept for himself, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that although one who bought two trees in someone's field does not acquire any land, whereas a purchase of three trees constitutes a field of trees, and the buyer acquires land under and around them, still, if one sold land and retained two trees there for himself, Yeshua Karka, he has the land beneath and around them. So the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land which a seller kept for himself, as they came close to see the land the donkey owner was makdish, which included a grafted carob tree and prune sycamore, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one is makdish a field, well, hikdish el charva murka v'sadan ashikma, he was only makdish from assets normally excluded from a sale, a grafted carob tree and prune sycamore, and not everything else, as the Chachamim say. In a brace, Rabbi Shimon explains why these trees are included, rovi yonkim stay hekdish, because they are nourished from a field of hekdish. Daf ayin beis, so the simmer daf ayin beis relates to av thick, and we use a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The cake maker, that must be on daf iron base, thick piece of cake. The cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, which reminds us that if one was makdish, three trees, one after the other, not simultaneously, the land and trees between them are not hekdish, so the hekdish trees are redeemed according to their market value. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuza cake for the redemption, which reminds us, in a brace, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if someone purchases a field from his father, was makdish it, and then his father died, it is still redeemed at the rate of a stay achuza, because the pasuk says, v'im astei miknaso asholom yistei achuza so. But if one is makdish his acquired field that is not of his ancestral fields, which they darshan, sadashein rui liyot stei achuza, only a field which was not fit to be an ancestral field is considered an acquired field and redeemed at market value. Yatsazazush rui liyot stei achuza, that excludes this field, which is fit to be an ancestral field, since he inherits it when his father dies. Ramir says this is considered an acquired field, and the pasuk excludes where his father died before he was makdish, because he was makdish an ancestral field. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuza cake for the redemption. Now that he finished decorating the cake with a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore on top, where both have the status of trees and land, which reminds us. Rav Huna said, Harva murka v'sadan ha-shikma, a grafted carob tree, or a pruned sycamore tree. Toras Ilon Olav and Toras Karka Olav has the status of a tree and has the status of land. It has the status of a tree where one was makdish or sold two trees plus this carob or sycamore. The recipient receives land along with the trees because we consider the carob as a tree for a total transaction of three trees. It has the status of land in that it's not sold along with land as opposed to ordinary trees. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg. Giant ostrich egg? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, which reminds us. The fifth paragraph begins by listing which items are sold along with a ship. After the mission is explained and a brisa lists more items, the Gemara begins the famous Agadata of wondrous stories mostly told by Rabbi Bar Chana. He related that seafarers told him there are 300 parsos between waves, and each wave is 300 parsos tall, and they were once lifted so high by a wave that they could see a small star's resting place and were nearly burned by its heat. They then shared what they overheard one wave say to the other. So the sailors of the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened to Hermia in the shade, pouring wine from one cup to the other while jumping between two mules. So the sailor in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other. We're amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, while geese above were losing their feathers and streams of oil were flowing from beneath them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanan reported traveling the desert and seeing geese whose feathers fell out because of their excessive fat and streams of their oil were flowing from beneath them. He asked them, and they showed him the portions which would be received in the future. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which duff of a case where someone purchased a field from his father and was makdishet, and then his father died? That's on duff. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that a santer is included in the sale of a field and either means a town clerk or the surrounding fields? That's on duff. Samaches. Good. Number 3. Which duff do the incident of Hermia in the shade and his jumping between mules and pouring wine from one cup to another? That's on duff. Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which duff do the one about precious stones at sea and the fight between the sea monster and the raven? That's on duff. Ayin Dal. Good. Number 5. Which duff to discuss if one who sold land and retained two trees for himself retains any land? That's on duff. Ayin Av. Good. Number 6. Which duff do we discuss what the din is when a shtar of Iska is brought against Yesomim? That's on duff. Ayin. Good. Number 7. Which duff do we learn about Rabbi Baruch Hanan's sighting of those who died in the Midbar as well as those who were swallowed with Korach? That's on duff. Ayin Dal. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we learn that stones which are used for the field's needs are sold with the field? That's on duff. Samaches. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we learn about the creation of the Leviathan and the Behemos and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to prevent their having offspring? That's on duff. Ayin Dal. Good. And number 10. Which duff do we have the Agadat of what the seafarers overheard when one giant wave spoke to another? That's on duff. Ayin Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.